here.
Hey, Bova.
Hello.
Hey, Bova. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, good.
Right, that's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Ruby, about listing Igor's Kitchen Cabinets, LLC, on the first page of the Google search results. And she asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google, aside from just the pricing?
No, no. I'm very curious about the pricing.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I could do for you. The major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available in the custom cabinetry category. Usually when you do that search, if you type in like custom cabinets, Lake Mary, for example, there's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of only three top recommended companies for Lake Mary and surrounding areas. It's actually about a 40-mile radius. You get the same company. And it's guys like Thomas's Custom Cabinets and Renovations, Kitchen Tune-Up of Lake Mary, and Signature Kitchens. I don't know if you've heard of those guys.
Yeah, we've heard of those.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about.
We was working with them before, yeah.
Oh, which one? Signature Kitchens?
The Tune-Up.
Oh, Kitchen Tune-Up. Okay.
Yeah, we used to work with them once.
In Sanford?
Yeah. I don't remember the place. It was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're based out of Sanford, Florida. They've been doing this for a little while, though. But yes, this is where we're talking about listing you. So they do this as well. And the reason you usually want to be on the first page of Google is because that's where 90% of people look when they're looking for the services you provide. And usually they don't go past the first page. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they make a call or actually contact somebody regarding custom cabinetry. I'm sure you can see a value in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything we do is month to month, so we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Usually, you know, when I look at companies like Kitchen Tune-Up or Signature Kitchens, you know, these guys are doing what's called a Platinum Package Bundle, where they're doing other things. You know, they have Facebook ads and Yelp and Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You know, their package is $4.99. They also had their website built through their Google partner. What I could do is, you already have a website, and you have some of these things already. So if you wanted us to basically fill the holes and make sure that you have everything without duplicating anything that you already have, I can reduce the rate down to just $2.49 month to month. And then I could lock you in at that discounted pricing structure. So for as long as you want to stay with us on that first page, you'll keep that rate, and it'll just stay $249.
Yeah, yeah, but can we maybe focus on the kitchen refacing and repainting?
Absolutely. We give you 15
can you put us?
Keywords that you could be listed for on the first page of Google. So the custom cabinets is just a category, but you know, you can cover kitchen refacing. There's multiple different keywords we'll be able to list you for, and you can hand select those during your client interview with us. But we have Google Analytics.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that before?
Yes, briefly, but I don't know anything in details.
Yeah, well, we'll do all the legwork on the Google Analytics, but it allows us to see, like, what people are searching the most. So, you know, if you say, like, kitchen refacing, and then we can go into the analytics, and it'll tell us, like, oh, there was, you know, 400 searches for this in the last 30 days. And we're like, okay, that's a good keyword. You know, we just basically want to make sure we're not listing you for anything that's not getting looked at regularly. You know, we want to make sure you're getting traffic in position to get phone calls. Sometimes with the work that you do, people will type in kitchen or model. They think it falls in the kitchen or model category instead of just the cabinets itself. And so we'll be able to cover you there too. But obviously, if the call comes in, you want to communicate with them specifically what you're able to do and not do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yes, to answer your question, the short answer is yeah, we'll be able to cover you for all your keywords and services.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So I have to create your Google Business profile, and we have to get you Google verified, okay? So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This phone number will be a contact number.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat it back to you. It's 407-393-8696.
Correct.
Okay, and you just spell your first name Vova, V-O-V-A?
And it's fully, if you want to fully spell, it's Volodymyr.
Okay, V-O-L-I.
No, V-O-L-O-D-Y-M-Y-R.
Wow, that's very unique. Okay. And what's your last name?
Chaikirsky.
Ooh, okay. Can you spell that?
C-H-A-I-K-I-V-S-K-Y-I.
Wow. Okay. Is that, what language is it? Or where are you from?
Ukraine.
Ukraine, okay. Yeah, that's very, very, it's beautiful, but it's just so hard for me to growing up here in the States.
I understand.
Yeah.
Is it, I understand.
Shaikizki?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the only reason I'm asking for your full name is because I'm going to send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing when you get these first page placements. So everything's documented that we're doing for you for the price. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing and the receipt?
So business name is Igor's Kitchen Cabinets, yeah? The name of the company, all small letters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And no any like
spaces.
Yeah. Igor's, it's one word with the any.
Okay. Igor's Kitchen Cabinets.
Igor's Kitchen. Yeah, gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your company is an LLC, correct?
LLC, yeah.
Okay. And Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get the little red dot on the map to verify where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
That's the where the business is registered or the where the working shop is.
So if you have a shop where they can come to you, then we would want to list that. But if you don't want to have an address displayed where they can come to you, you could also PIN verify your residence and I could hide it.
I mean, the shop registered on the personal house, and if that, we don't want them to come. But for the shop?
Yeah.
For the shop, we not there all the time, so there's no point for them to come in there.
Okay, so Google has an address already.
We can do either way.
Of a
2562. What you would recommend?
They already have this.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, Dwyer Lane address. So I can use that one, and then I'll hide it.
Yeah.
On Google.
Can you please do that?
Yeah, that way you don't have to worry about customers ever coming to you. They'll just call you guys, and then you can arrange to go out and meet with them, so you can actually see the project.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
All right. And the website's good, but I just have to make sure that it's okay that I attach the website to the placement. Are you guys comfortable with the website being attached to your placement on Google? To your Google Business profile? Yeah. No, it looks good. I'm just supposed to ask instead of go ahead and do it. I'm supposed to make sure that, that you request it, so... Okay, and then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed online?
So for the business days, it's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Monday to Friday, and Monday to Saturday, yeah.
Okay, well, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And if you have this, Sunday, we not working, but we can still take phone calls.
Okay, so by appointment only.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That way they can call, but you're not expected to work. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you guys accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
We accept both check and card, yeah.
Okay. No cash?
Cash also.
Okay. Submit. Okay. So I have your account created. However, we do want to do a client interview with you just to make sure that we're listing you for the right keywords and the right areas and representing the business mm-hmm. properly. That way you're getting qualified job opportunities and calls. Usually the client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour though, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions during the interview. What would be the best mm-hmm. time today to do the client interview?
You can give me 30 minutes so I can explain everything to Igor and get ready for the call.
Okay. Yeah, the soonest I would actually be able to get you into one, if you guys wanted to do it quickly here, I could do it between 12 and 1, because it's with a specialist that has Google certification. It's going to be a different person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, between 12 and 1 works fine for us.
Okay, perfect. Client interview, local splash. And then I'm going to send you an invitation to your Gmail. And then I will also text you it's automatic text message that's going to come through in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just a reminder of the appointment so you don't forget. It just automatically does that.
Okay.
All right. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the first month's payment for the business in order to get that spot on the first page. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, Vladimir, how did you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. That's when I'm going to ask Igor. Give me a second, I'll put you.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Igor.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hi, Igor. My name's John. I don't know if you were listening in on the conversation with me and Vladimir, but we're going to put Igor's mm-hmm. kitchen cabinets on the first page of the Google search results. Create your own Google uh-huh. business profile so we could start generating some leads and job opportunities for you. We're also going to do some,
yeah,
of course. We're also going to do some other things, do some Facebook ads, Yelp. The idea for us mm-hmm. is to try to generate as much traffic as possible for you, for the business.
Oh,
so
okay.
The service mm-hmm. is $249 month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. So the first month's payment mm-hmm. that's due today is just $249, and then you won't get billed again until the 29th of February. You guys can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. We want you to come back on your own.
Cool.
Okay?
I understand. Okay, yeah, perfect. Thank you.
All right, so I just got to secure the first month's payment. In terms of securing mm-hmm. the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
This month's only done on next month.
This month it's $249, and then each month moving forward it stays $249. It's not going to go back up or change on you.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, I understand right now. Yeah, not just a monthly. Oh, with this date, the next date, 1 month. Okay, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's month to month.
I think, just a month. You know, okay, I just think it's like a monthly payment, just one and start new month, just a couple of days. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, because we're going to keep you on the first page as a top option, right? So guys like Kitchen Tune Up of Mary are up there and Signature Kitchens. There's also going to be Igor's Kitchen Cabinets LLC on that first page. So
we keep
up there consistently every month. And then the customers can just call
you. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for you. I'm going to send you a receipt and a Google verification form right now, too. So we'll have Vladimir help us with that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I'll make sure he has access to everything, too. It sounds like he helps you a lot there. So there's a tracking system.
I hope so.
Yeah, and he'll have full access to it.
I hope so, yeah. I hope he's helping growing my business, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do an interview with you, too, here at 12 o'clock. And in the interview, we're going to want to go over all the services you provide. That way, we're listing you properly.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Thank you.
All right. But yeah. All I have to do right now is just secure your first month's payment, and then we'll circle back with you guys at 12 o'clock to do the interview.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I need to grab the card.
Okay. And Vladimir, I put you on the account as the manager, and then I have Igor as the owner, but I'm going to send you my direct number and extension because it sounds to me like you translate a lot of the stuff for him too.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you guys need help or if he has any questions, comments, or concerns, you could always call me directly. And then we also have a team that's going to help me with building your website, getting everything up and running. So. You'll have 24/7 customer service at the same number if you hit extension 1.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Make sure you guys get the help so that way you're not missing out on anything.
Okay. So here's the card.
Okay.
So here's the card number.
Okay, I'm ready.
5 3 4 8 6 0 0 2 2 6 9 7 8 5 5.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 0528.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
948.
948. Okay. All right. And then I'm going to process this payment. When I process the payment, it's going to send you a receipt right now, and it's going to have a full outline of the agreement in writing. And then I actually should probably change this to Igor's name, huh?
What?
The account? Or are you going to be the one that usually handles the account?
I mean, I'm the one who's managing the account, but the account will still belong to Igor.
Right. And then the card has his name on it, right?
Yes, it's his business card, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I need to switch it to him as the primary, and then I'll add you as, like, the co-owner or manager of the profile.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay, let me fix this real quick. Do you guys have the same last name?
We have the same last name, but for the first name, if legally it's right, A-I-H-O-R.
A-I-H-O-R. Okay.
I-I-H-O-R. It's four letters.
Oh, it's just
four letters.
Oh, okay. Ihor.
I-H-O-R. Yeah, Ihor. Yeah, but
they
spelled it wrong. Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to fix it on the business name?
No.
Oh,
Igor, it's how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
How it's his Ukrainian name.
Okay,
but
got it.
It's a little bit of a different issue, so.
Yeah. It's okay. That's
don't
a
worry.
Very
it's a translation error. It's a translational error. When they were giving us the ID, they thought we were Spanish, so they put Igor, yeah?
Got it.
But
okay.
They were a little bit wrong, but that's whatever we have with. Yeah. Legally, it's I-H-O-R, yeah?
Yeah. I've actually, you know, over the past couple of years, we've been meeting more people from Ukraine. Have you guys been here a long time, or did you come over, like, recently when the trouble started?
No, we came here before. Mm-hmm. We were here for seven years, soon. Yeah, oh, wow. Years already here.
Okay. Yeah, because we're next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. And in Southern California, mm-hmm. we've been seeing a lot of new people from Ukraine here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, with the current situation in Ukraine, I'm no wonder a lot of people are running away from war.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's a lot going on. I wouldn't stick around for a war either, you know? You got to keep your family safe at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Hopefully it's over soon, though. They've been saying on the news that it's over soon. Hopefully it's a win for Ukraine. I don't want them to have Russia move in and try to take over Ukraine. I feel like it's a beautiful place without Russia.
Thank you. Trust me, I don't want that either.
Yeah. I'm like, they're just going to ruin it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you should get some text messages here. I'm going to process the payment. When this goes through, it's going to text you and email. So these are the things that you're going to need to help your dad with. It's going to ask for any, like, license. Does he have a license?
Oh, yeah, well, I would say, my business don't need a license.
Yeah, our job government does not require a license, so that's
okay.
Why we don't need.
Perfect. Okay. Does he have any kind of insurance?
Yes, I have insurance. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'm going to send the form right now, actually. So I'll show you what it looks like. That way you guys can, you know, fill it out. It might take a day or two just to fill it out. But do the best that you can. If you're having any problems with it, Vladimir, just let me know. Okay, I can jump on there with you and make sure that we get it done the right way and get you guys up and running as fast as possible.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, yeah. We'll walk you through it step by step. I have some guys who are, you know, they're like 80 years old and they don't get on the computer, but we help them still, you know. We'll just do it all for you if we have to, and then, you know, obviously we want to make sure you still answer the phone when the customers call and try to get good reviews for the company.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. That's why I sent you my direct number, because a lot of the times they have, like, a streamlined process where you just deal with, like, different customer service agents, but I want to make sure that, you know, if you guys need help, sometimes it's just better to talk to the person that you're already familiar with, you know, and you can just call me directly.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, but you should have some text messages coming through. Are you seeing anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it requires my signature, yeah?
Yes, yeah, so that one's going to ask you to sign off. That's the terms. So that way your dad has that too. It has everything that we're doing for your company in writing in there, okay? So that it's not like a contract that you're signing. It's month to month. You guys, it's going to auto-renew each month on the 29th day. If there's not 29 days next month in February, it'll roll over to March 1st, and then the billing will be due on the 1st of every month, okay? And then you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. You'll just stop seeing yourself on the first page. You won't get as many phone calls, but you'll still be able to have that Google Business profile and all your reviews and everything. We don't delete it. So everything that we create, you'll still be able to have. And that's a good tool for people to be able to look up your business online and see you guys are a real company, you know? Very helpful.
Yeah.
So you'll keep all those things. There's Facebook business profiles, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. He really shouldn't need anything else with the way that I set him up. It's called a platinum package that he's on. But, you know, if you guys get contacted by another company, politely decline. Just let them know, hey, I'm already working with a Google partner on our Google listings, and they take care of our other online listings too. That way he's not spending any more money and not creating, like, a duplicate listing anywhere. You don't want to have, like, two Yelp pages or two Facebook pages. It just causes a problem with the search engine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Sure, so thank you.
It's all in writing right there, too, if he's, like, wondering, like, what is it that we're doing that he shouldn't duplicate. And then we do know you're already using Angie's. I'm not a big fan of that, but if he wants to keep using that, he can. It's not going to be, like, a problem, but I feel like if after a month or two of this, you probably, I mean, you don't really want to buy leads that are going to five or six other people.
At that time, we didn't really have a bigger choice. If you called us earlier, we wouldn't right. go immediately with you, but.
No, I understand
yeah.
that. That's usually the reason a lot of people do it, is because there's not an opening in their area to put themselves on Google, because you can't just put yourself up on Google. You have to have a spot become open in your industry and area. So I understand that. A lot of guys do that, but obviously moving forward, now that you have the placement, once we have it all up and running, I don't think he's going to want to buy leads anymore. A lot of times it's just a waste of money. And, you know, the leads, if they don't turn into anything, they still charge you guys for it, so.
Yeah, I know, but we deal with what we have. Yeah, when this gonna work? Yeah, when we can get a lot of our own customers from the Google, of course we will stop working with NG. But for right now, we're using the multiple sources.
Yeah. No, that's the smart way to do it. Every time you start a business, you want to try to put the name out there on as many platforms and as much as possible, so that way your company's getting exposure and people know about you guys. And then the longer you do it, you'll start to see like what works best for you. Like you might notice through our services that Facebook works better than the Yelp listings, even though we're doing both for you. You know, and then obviously Google's always been the moneymaker for the last like 17 years. Google's been the number one way for businesses to get leads. But you know, we'll have answers for you guys. You'll be able to see all the other platforms and how they're performing too in this one package. So that's why I like this package. And, I wanted to get you guys on this package because, you know, we're not just relying on one thing to generate leads for you. We'll have like 10 different things we could do in order to bring jobs in for your dad and you. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So the other form that'll come through is a Google verification. And then there's also a tracking system too. The tracking system, you'll have your own username and password. We have an app you could download. The app will allow you to keep track of all your customers. That way he's not losing any of his customers. Or if he's missing calls, you know, you can go in there and recover their information. Also, when he completes jobs, you can send them the link to the Google reviews, so we could start having people write reviews. Or if you guys have past clients that you want to send that message to, once we have the Google business profile up and running, we could start building on your guys' reviews, get that going, okay? But right now, I don't want to overwhelm you, okay? Main thing you want to focus on is just sign the terms. You can work on the Google verification form, and then we're going to circle back with you in an hour to do your client interview at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, Vladimir. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard, okay? If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, don't hesitate to call. Same thing with your father. Let him know. You know, you have a team of people here that are going to make sure that it works for you guys.
Yeah.
All right, Igor. All right. Well, thank you guys for signing up. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the next hour, and then we'll be circling back with you shortly. One of my reps is going to contact you to do the client interview so we can customize your campaign.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Vladimir. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.